This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. And now it's time for Artery, cultural coverage that looks like California, but sounds like Louisiana. If you don't recognize this music, it's Zydeco, the music of Southwest Louisiana. Northern California and Southwest Louisiana might seem like they're worlds apart, but they're actually intimately linked by food, by language, and by music. Cajun and Creole people left Louisiana for California in the 1940s and later in the 1960s, looking for work and opportunity in shipyards and on military bases. Many of those jobs have disappeared, but the sounds of the squeeze box have helped keep the community together. In fact, California is now home to one of the biggest Zydeco music and dance scenes outside of the state of Louisiana. KALW's Julie Kane takes us out to a dance in Richmond.
This is St. Mark's Catholic Church in Richmond. To be exact, it's the Social Hall, a bare-bones gymnasium with a wooden floor and basketball hoops at either end. On a makeshift stage, a band is playing. There's a drummer and a man scraping spoons up and down a rubboard, a kind of metallic washboard that hangs off his shoulders like a piece of body armor. Next to him, Andre Theory, a young-looking man wearing a pageboy's cap, wraps his arms around an accordion. Dancers of all ages fill the hall, spinning and stomping and laughing.
85% of the people here are from Louisiana, and they just brought the culture with them.
This is like being with your family, because this is one big extended family.
I've been coming here for years. This young man that's playing the music, Andre Theory, grandmother and grandfather, they used to bring all the bands from Louisiana here and play the music here.
My name's Andre Theory. I play accordion, play Zydeco music. I got it from my family. My family from Louisiana. Both sides of my family, they migrated out here. Been playing for 20 years now.
Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, oh, bye. Pita Seisha. Pita Seisha. Chule Swasha.
My mom's mother, my grandmother, was throwing French dances in Richmond, California.
Starting in the 1940s, Black and Creole people from Louisiana began to move, first to Texas and then on to California, seeking work and opportunity in shipyards and on military bases. But it wasn't until the second wave of Louisiana migrants came west in the 1960s that Zydeco really took root in California.
My name is Lena Petrie. All the Zydeco people call me Mama Lena. They're going to call me on the telephone, "Hey, Mama Lena." I said, "I'm not your mom."
Andre Theory's grandmother, Lena Petrie, only spoke French when she packed up her things and brought her young daughters out west.
We came on the Greyhound bus.
Mm-hmm. By the time she arrived, there were enough other Creole people living in Richmond to gather on back porches, in living rooms, and at church.
And always somebody got a old car in opening and closing. They didn't know nothing much, man. They make the thing go.
In the late 1960s, Petrie and her husband started holding Zydeco dances at St. Mark's Church, inviting Louisiana musicians to California to play them. Church dances were a great way to raise money for the congregation and a way to bring homesick Louisiana people together.
And everybody was enjoying it. There was some big dance. And the kitchen had some gumbo and red bean and rice, boudin, all that. And I was making all that.
Zydeco was also finding its way to California by another route. Chris Strachwitz, a German immigrant who was a huge fan of Black Southern music, lived in Berkeley, just a few miles from Richmond. One of the first artists he recorded for his then-young record label, Arhuli, was bluesman Lightnin' Hopkins.
So I was in Houston hanging out with Lightnin', and one night he said, do you want to go hear my cuz? And I said, who's your cuz? That's Cliff. I said, Cliff who? Cliff Chenier. And we got there, it was a little beer joint, you know. I remember the rats were huge walking across the street. He was there basically with his accordion on his chest, and he was singing the most low-down blues I've ever heard, but in this weird patois. I had no idea, you know, what he was singing about. But it appealed to me right off because it was just pure low-down blues.
Strachwitz knew right away that he wanted to record this music. In 1965, he got Chenier into a studio to make a record.
He just used his brother on the rubboard and a drummer. That's all. Just accordion and rubboard and drums. And man, that sound just hits you.
Chenier melded the blues and R&B with traditional Cajun and Creole rhythms. This musical mashup was eventually called Zydeco. It became a big hit, and Clifton Chenier started to be called the king of Zydeco. Andre Theory's grandma, Lena Petrie, already knew Clifton was cool. When he started to make it big enough to tour, she invited him to come up and play the church dances she was throwing at St. Mark's. Whenever Chenier came to town, he stayed at her house. And that's where he met a very young Andre Theory. Chenier touched the young child's arms and told Petrie that her grandson was going to be a great accordion player.
I haven't seen accordion all my life. Actually, my grandmother would have one in her closet. I would sneak and play it. More and more I went to the dances, I fell in love with the accordion. Not really the music, but the accordion. Now I love the music, but I mean, the accordion is what kind of fascinated me because I wanted to make it do whatever it was doing. So I learned all by ear and just watching people, but mostly by ear and records.
And he started playing, and my husband was sitting out on the porch one day. And my husband said, honey, he said, I think Andre play something. I said, Andre ain't playing nothing. Yeah, he play. So I listened. Yeah, he was. I remember the waltz. I don't know if Andre played that no more. The waltz was Marty Rose. And so I used to say, boy, come on down here and play that for me.
Now in his 30s, Theory makes his living as a Zydeco musician, playing at churches and dance halls all over Louisiana and Northern California.
Andre Theory, everybody, and Zydeco Magic.
No matter how far we go, when we hear this music, it brings us home.
For Cross Currents, I'm Julie Kane.